Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
Friends, I'd like to take just a moment to explain something that may have troubled you. The reason behind the scarcity of Kroger Tender A beef. Of course, only the top quality grades are used for Kroger Tender A. I'm sure you already know that, for Tender A is always fresh and tender and juicy. But something you may not know is that beef like that, real top quality beef, is grain-fed. Now, real grain-fed beef is extremely scarce these days, because every available ounce of that good grain is needed to feed millions of starving people the world over. When those people no longer face famine, then the farmers will once more use that grain for cattle feeding. So, for the time being, you won't be able to get those juicy, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender-A steaks and roasts. Still, as I have recently told my friends and customers, I hope it won't be too long until we'll again have a plentiful supply of Kroger Tender-A beef. But remember, until Tender-A is plentiful again, Kroger will bring you the best beef on today's market.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has faced many upsets and disappointments in her young life, but none so tragic as being deserted by Steve Parker on the eve of their wedding. And now, almost a week later, Penny is more bewildered than shocked. She asks Suzanne...
Oh, Suzanne, why did Steve do it? What made him leave without a word of explanation? Why haven't I heard from him since?
There must be an answer to all those questions, Penny, but I don't know any of them. Men do things strangely sometimes. But if we women are patient, soon they come back to us with reasons for what they have done.
Yeah, men do strange things sometimes. And women are forgiving sometimes.
All the time, Penny.
I suppose I'll be no exception. But you'd like to be, though. I've been hurt so deeply, I can feel the hurt just as if a knife were sticking in me. Suzanne, I'd be a fool to forgive Steve for what he's done, but... if I could just see him standing in front of me now, I know I'd forgive him. I'd forgive him completely, without question. And I'd be a fool to do it, wouldn't I?
No, Penny, you would not be a fool. You would be a woman in love.
I'm beginning to think being a fool and a woman in love are one and the same. Suzanne, this wouldn't have happened to me if I hadn't fallen in love with Steve.
Or if he had not fallen in love with you. Imagine how he must feel. Perhaps even worse than you do, because this is all his fault.
But is it his fault? That's what I want to know. Could he have kept this from happening?
No, Penny, I don't think so. Or he would not have let it happen. I'm sure he's very much in love with you. Perhaps more now than ever before. Because surely he must know that this... what he has done may cause him to lose you.
Suzanne, you're just like the others. Mother, Jed, Pat, Johnny. All trying to console me. Deep down in your heart, you know the truth of what's happened. Steve just suddenly didn't want to marry me.
Oh, now, why do you say that?
Because it's the only thing he couldn't explain to me. He couldn't face me and say on the very night before our wedding that he couldn't marry me. Suzanne, anything else he could have explained or should have if he cared about me.
You don't know for sure.
No, I don't. I only know what I'd have done in the same position. I'd have gone to Steve and said the wedding... had to be postponed or put off indefinitely until I worked myself out of some difficulty. That's the way you treat someone you love. Look, you better go see who's at the door, Suzanne. If it's Professor Rogers, tell him I'm not here.
Professor Rogers? Why do you mention him?
He was here yesterday wanting to see me.
Oh.
I don't want to see him. Tell him, will you?
Yes, of course. Yes?
Hello, Suzanne. Penny in?
Oh, Johnny. Yes, come in.
Thank you.
My, but you're looking well.
Oh, don't let the sunburn fool you. How's Penny today?
Oh, not so well. But she's not moping now. The shock seems to have worn off a little.
Good. Think maybe she'll see me?
I don't know. Johnny, I'll ask. Hmm. Penny?
Yes, Suzanne?
It's Johnny Keith. Will you see him?
Johnny. Oh, yes. Come in, Johnny.
Right away, Penny. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you for coming to see her, Johnny. Perhaps it will help. Cheer her up, will you?
Do my best.
Try to get her to sing a song. singing often helps.
Good idea. I'll see what I can do.
Johnny, what are you doing out there?
Wish me luck, Suzanne.
I do.
Johnny.
Come here, Penny. I was just plotting with Suzanne a little bit.
Plotting with Suzanne? What about?
Oh, nothing that would interest you. Hey, you look great.
Yeah, I bet.
Look, Penny, I'll get right to the point and not kid around at all. In a sort of negative way, I think I know what happened to Parker.
What, Johnny?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Penny. Don't get your hopes up. I haven't found him. I haven't even found a trace of him. But I have found out where he's not. And if it makes you feel any better about what happened to him the night before the wedding, I'll tell you this. He's in trouble of some kind.
Trouble? Oh, why do you think so?
Well, it's just like the last time he got in trouble, or we thought he was. He's not at any of his offices or projects anywhere in the country.
Well, how can you be sure?
Well, I can't be absolutely positive, Penny, but... Well, I don't think every man in the Parker Enterprises from coast to coast is going to lie to me. Not a man that I talk to at any of his offices knows where he is. In fact, they're screaming their heads off, yelling for him themselves. Sounds to me as if his whole business is going...
Oh, no, Johnny.
Yes, and that might be the reason he left you in such a hurry and didn't take time to explain. Maybe he didn't know what to explain. Maybe he didn't know which way the wall was going to tumble, and he didn't want to scare you when there wasn't any reason to.
No. He didn't want to frighten me. All he wanted to do was to break my heart.
Oh, Penny, give the poor guy a break. Maybe his business is suddenly folding up under him. Maybe he's in a terrible jam, and he just got so excited and spun around by all of it, he didn't know what he was doing.
No, Johnny. Thanks for trying to defend him again, but I've seen Stephen jam is faced with the worst kind of problems. That's when he's at his best. That's when he thinks more clearly than ever before.
Well, maybe this was something worse than he'd ever faced in his life. Look, Penny, if this house was suddenly to catch on fire and we were just about trapped, would you curtsy and say, "Pardon me, Johnny," before you ran for the nearest exit? And maybe Parker's sorry he ran out on you now. Maybe he wants to write to you, call you, come back to you or something. But he doesn't know what to do or what to say. And just like a guy, he's making it worse by not doing anything at all.
Oh, Johnny.
Hey, no tears, Penny.
No, I won't cry.
What'd I do, anyhow?
It's not what you've done, Johnny. It's what you are. You're so sweet.
Me? Nah.
You are. You're fighting for Steve as if you were fighting for yourself. Johnny, I don't know what I'd have done these last few days without you.
Been a lot better off, maybe.
No. No, you've made me feel better than anyone has. You've said the things that make the most sense. I always feel good when I finish talking to you.
Well, I've had my say, and I'm finished now. Feel good?
You're comparatively speaking.
But not great?
I can't.
I know that.
You do understand how I hurt, don't you, Johnny?
Sure do, Penny. And I know how a guy feels after he's hurt you, too.
Johnny, don't go into it.
Don't worry, we won't. Well, come on now, let's see you smile.
Smile?
Yeah, you know, G-R-I-N, smile.
Johnny.
Hey, come back with that. That was a laugh.
I didn't mean I would do it, but you do make me feel better.
Swell. Now, want to make me feel better?
If I can.
Okay, how about a song?
No, I don't feel that good.
Well, how do you know until you try? Come on, it'll make us both feel better.
Do I have to?
I'll pester you till you do.
Is that what you plotted with Suzanne?
I cannot tell a lie. Yes.
Well, if it was a plot, I'll try and make it successful. What would you like to hear?
You singing.
What?
A song.
A song?
Well, you singing it. It'll be great.
Let's wait and see.
Where are you? Where have you gone without me? I thought you cared about me. Where are you? And where's my heart? Where is the dream we started? I can't believe we're parted. Where are you? When we said goodbye, love. What had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? All life through, must I go on pretending? Where is my hat?
Penny, please.
Let me see who's at the doorway.
Sure.
Professor Rogers, tell him I'm sorry, but I can't see.
Okay. Oh. Hi, Professor.
Oh, Johnny, hello. Miss Gibbs in?
Yeah, she is, Stuart. I guess you heard her saying a few minutes ago. Uh-huh. Oh, wait a minute. I'll close the door. We can talk out here on the porch. There. Now then, what's the trouble, Stuart?
Oh, it's not trouble, Johnny. It's, well, almost a personal matter, and it isn't a personal matter. Well, I'd like to talk to Miss Gibbs.
I see. Well, look, Stuart, maybe if you'd give me a hint of what this is all about, I could talk to Penny into seeing you. Or can it wait till she feels like seeing you on her own?
Well, it can wait, I suppose, but I don't like the idea of it waiting.
Well, what's so important that it can't wait? Penny's sort of upset, you know.
Oh, I know that. I imagine she's terribly upset, and I'm sorry. Well, give her my regards, will you?
Oh, well, you don't want me to try to get you in to see her, huh?
Well, no, not if I have to tell you why I want to see her, Johnny. And it's not that I'm trying to be secretive or anything, keep anything from you like that you should know. It's just that, well, it's only fair that I tell Penny what's on my mind before I tell you or anybody else.
And if you can't tell Penny?
Well, then I won't tell anyone. I won't have to. Truth will come out by itself. And Miss Gibbs will be in for another unhappy shock.
What does Professor Rogers mean by saying Penny will be in for another unhappy shock? And what does he want to see Penny about? Does he know something about the strange disappearance of Steve Parker? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Friends, it'll certainly be a happy day for all of us when you can walk into your Kroger store and get plenty of Kroger Tenderay beef again. But in the meantime, while Tenderay is scarce, you still want to serve meals that will please your entire family. So here's a little tip. Visit your Kroger store and look over our wonderful selection of seafoods. We're offering you the finest flavored fish and seafood you'll find in town. And there's a reason. It's because our seafood, with that fresh-caught flavor, is rushed right to the store by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. Thus, you see, the flavor is naturally protected. The firm white flesh is preserved for your enjoyment. In fact, when you buy Kroger's selected seafood, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Plan to get some real soon, won't you? Thank you.